This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
You know, we're getting very close to one of my favorite times of the year, the fall wild turkey hunting season in Illinois, and that begins on October 20th, and we'll be talking about that during the early parts of this program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Luring a spring gobbler into range is without a doubt among the most challenging sports available to local hunters. And this is exactly what many local hunters are planning to accomplish next weekend during the season opener of the fall firearm turkey hunt. Interestingly, the spring hunter has little to work with more than the occasional gobble from a lovesick bird and a knowledge of the turkey's natural instinct to find a mate. While technology has provided a model in modern gobbler chaser with such valuable aids as lifelike decoys and calls that make everyone sound like an expert, these wary birds more often than not leave most hunters returning home with an empty game bag. In fact, only about one out of every five Illinois turkey tags are filled each spring. And without a doubt, the local grocery store is the only sure place to obtain a featured item on the Thanksgiving Day menu. Now take away the occasional gobble and eliminate the bird's instinct to mate, and you instantly have created the fall turkey scenario. It's no wonder that fewer turkey tags are sold each fall season, and you can't even call a sport challenging. It's downright tough. Another fact in this equation that other types of hunting opportunities are available at this time of year. This is also limits the demand for fall turkey permits as well. Many years, fall turkey hunting success is actually better than in the spring. Success rates are a few percentage points higher than the 20% average typically recorded during the annual spring hunt. While some fall hunters would like to credit their hunting success to purely hunting skills, it is more likely the fact that either birds of either sex may be taken during the fall season. The spring hunt is limited to bearded birds or gobblers, which is male birds primarily. The 2018 Illinois fall shotgun turkey season begins October 20th and continues through October 28th. The fall archery season, already open, continues through January 20th. The fall archery season closes during both segments of the fall firearm deer season. With the spring season, fall turkey hunting is permitted by permit only. Since the fall season is open to those parts of the state containing the densest turkey populations, virtually any open county should be yielding good hunting. Typically, Joe Davies, Pike, Schuyler, and Adams County are among those that provide the best fall hunting turkey results. While some hunters feel that fall turkey hunting lacks some of the excitement of hunting during the spring, the beauty of the season more than makes up for it. Fall colors are usually at their peak, and the sights and sounds of autumn are everywhere. And while success rates are higher in the fall, it still remains one of the most challenging game species that Illinois hunters can pursue. So there's another opportunity for you fall hunters. If you're interested in going out and trying something difficult, try turkey hunting. I do have several items of interest to you outdoorsmen out there. In fact, Pierre Marquette State Park will be offering some fishing and night hike programs coming up. Interested individuals are encouraged to meet at the Visitor Center at 5 p.m. on October 19th or November 2nd for an educational program on fish and fishing. Following the program, kids will be able to fish in the bluegill pond that is located right next to the Visitor Center. And that pond was just recently redone, so it's got some big bluegill in it and a great place to catch. In addition, a special program is planned for the same dates at 7:30 p.m. on owls and other creatures you might hear while camping at Pierre Marquette State Park at night. The event includes a two-mile hike to listen for these sounds. Keep in mind, though, that a portion of the hike is uphill, so you do need to have at least take along something that'll help boost your heart a little bit. And refreshments and drinks will be provided after the hike at a weenie roast, so to speak. And the CWD sampling is going on as well. Deer hunters statewide in Illinois are encouraged to allow samples to be taken for chronic wasting disease testing from adult deer that they harvest. For a list of locations that are serving as CWD sampling stations, taking samples from the entire deer or deer heads throughout the archery season in January 2019, go to the internet site at www.dnr.illinois.gov. You'll find the list of sites there. And you can learn to hunt as well. The Illinois Hunter Recruitment Program provides free education and training workshops to teach adult participants how to hunt deer, turkey, squirrels, pheasants, ducks, geese, and other game. Waterfowl and terrestrial game workshops are open to individuals who have not previously hunted those species. Advanced registration is required to participate in the workshops. No FOID card or prior shooting or hunting experience is needed to participate. You can check out the schedule of the upcoming shops or register today by going to the internet site at publish.illinois.edu. That's publish.illinois.edu/hunttrapillinois/upcoming-workshops/. And one other thing, too, as well. There's a scenic drive going on, but that's already taken care of. But permits are going on sale as well. Over-the-counter sales of remaining 2018 for Illinois firearm deer permits began on October 16th. Begins on October 16th, excuse me. Permits will be sold until the quotas are exhausted or until the close of the season, whichever occurs first. Individual hunters can purchase one or more permits beginning October 16th, subject to availability. For a list of number of permits available following the final lottery drawing, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And the residence combination antlerless-only archery permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. Illinois non-resident archery deer program permits are available over-the-counter as well from Illinois, from DNR direct license and permit vendors. And the Illinois archery deer season is open through January 20th, 2019. That's January 20th, 2019, the close of the archery deer season. Except in counties where it's closed during the firearm deer season and counties open to firearm deer hunting. So that's most of our local counties. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.